following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
As a guy, you've been told all your life not to scratch. Don't scratch at the dinner table. Don't scratch at the wedding. Well, that tyranny ends now. All hail the return of the Sport Clips Haircuts MVP Moment Maker, the ultimate scratch and win sweepstakes that could win you 10 grand and other prizes instantly. Visit your Sport Clips for a scratch and win ticket right now. No purchase necessary. See store for game card while supplies last. Ends 3/23/14. Must be 18 or older. Subject to official rules at MVPMoment.com. Void where prohibited.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday program. First show of March. Are you fired up?
It's really cold outside.
You know what? But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
That's what they say.
That's the key thing.
That's what they say.
So let's hope for that. We still got a lot of winter sports to worry about. Hastings College in Nebraska are supposed to have their home baseball openers tomorrow. What do you think?
It's very possible they could get those in. I don't know who they're going to get to umpire them, and I don't know who they're going to get to come to the crowd to watch, but they could play them.
That's the key. It's going to be a tough one for mom and dad to come to, I'll tell you that. We are glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk with T.J. Hepburn as he gets ready for RFA 13. He's fighting again this weekend in Lincoln. We will talk about the card. We'll talk about what's been going on with him. We'll probably even get a little UNK wrestling chat because they came off regionals this weekend. They won the regionals, but I'll be interested to talk with Coach Bauer to see if six, because it's, again, it's just crap. I mean, I can't understand if Nebraska, if the NSAA can figure out how to serpentine Class A schools, then can't we figure something out so that the best schools aren't always shoved together before nationals? What's the point of having nationals? It doesn't happen in basketball. It doesn't happen in Well, it doesn't have a football because there is no D1 playoff. It kind of does in D2 football where you get a lot of the same teams in the same region. But one of these days, I guess we just got to be – we got to hit the lottery. That's what we got to do. Next guy that hits the lottery, instead of giving the money back to the government, we put it into the NCAA.
There you go. Good idea.
Travel expenses for a while.
That's a great idea. Get moving around. You know, I think, you know, right in this area right now, the wrestling is really good. You know, let's be honest about that. Oh. And really, and so has NCAA volleyball has a tendency to be at, you know, UNK's level. That area, they seem to be really good at, you know, and so if all those teams are stuck in the same area. So.
You know, Lopers get six. They're used to getting 8, 9, 10 and still have been in a tough region, have been for quite a while, but it's even tougher now. And you got to have some depth at the Nationals. You got to have a couple of guys that can go get you maybe just a one win or two wins. And you don't have to be national champions, but You only got six guys. There's only so many points they can score, so we'll see if that happens. So besides T.J. Hepburn on the show today, state basketball for the girls starts this week. We'll talk with St. Cecilia coach John Kyle. The UNK basketball teams have both made the MIAA tournament. Kevin Chaney will join us for a couple of minutes to preview tonight's game at Hayes. The men are home tomorrow. Plus, Huskers, Broncos, Lopers, high school stuff, tons of stuff going on. We covered every sport I could think of except probably MMA this past Friday on the show. So that's why we wanted to do that today.
Yeah,
save
a little
something for today.
Well, I knew we messed up and we didn't get into it when we talked about it. When I got in the car, I remembered that we didn't talk about that. So I'm glad you got it set up for today.
Now, RFA started in Kearney the first three rounds. I think the RFA 1, 2, and 3 were at the Viero event center. Then they went out to Vegas, and they've made a few other stops, and we are up to RFA number 13, and it's coming up this Friday night at Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, and one of the folks that's going to be fighting in that is T.J. Hepburn. Dakota Cochran is in this bout as well. Enrique Torres was going to join us, but he's a little under the weather today, so we still got the national champ, T.J. Hepburn. What's going on?
Yeah, not too much, man. This weather's ridiculous. They say it's March, but, man, I don't feel like it.
There's not as much Rocky training outside as
No, not so much.
Well, great to catch up with you again. It's been a while since we saw you. Probably the last time you fought in Kearney. Catch people up on what you're doing these days.
Just personal training right now. Working third shift at YRTC, man. It's tough. But, you know, I got to make some money while you're training for these fights. Training, it's not easy on your body. So, you know, you can go to a full fight camp. Fight comes up, you get hurt. So, I mean, you got to have a backup plan if you don't want to be broke the rest of your life.
Tell the folks a little bit about what your training regimen is like, how much training you do a day, what some of the training is that you do.
Yep. Work out twice a day. You know, I get off at 6 o'clock in the morning, right away, go to Kearney CrossFit. Trevor Brown's been taking care of all my cardio, you know, all my strength. And, I mean, I put on some good size training in there. I mean, he's been kicking my butt in there. So, you know, and then come back at night, 8 o'clock, we go, you know, heavy bag, a lot of shadow wrestling, and a lot of strategies for the fight. So, you know, we get our game plan together, and then we really focus on our fight game. You know, Jared Anderson, he's been a new coach that came into our fight camp, and, man, the last month has made a huge difference in me and Enrique's fight game. We got Josh Smith, Rafion Stotts, those guys come up with fights, and, I mean, this guy just took over our fight camp, and the results are ridiculous.
We're talking with T.J. Hepburn here on the Doug and Daddy Show. From the wrestling discipline, I guess is the correct word that we use in the fight here, you have tried to expand through every fighter. They've got where they started. How are you doing in other disciplines and improving your game?
You know, really, I honestly haven't used my wrestling a lot. You know, I've really been trying to focus on my handwork and actually trying to take a hit, you know, because I really haven't been clocked in a fight. So I don't know how I'll be able to react. I haven't practiced and reacted fine, but, you know, it's completely different when you're in there and your heart's pumping, you got big crowds. So, you know, I've really been just trying to test my limits, but so far I haven't been hit. I mean, I keep avoiding these punches. I've been kicked a few times, felt it the next day. Didn't think it was a big deal in the fight, but the next day I'm limping and big bruise on my leg. But, you know, like I said, I've been trying to use wrestling as a secondary just when I need, you know, end the round, so...
Jimmy, how does one practice getting punched? That can't be fun.
No, I'm really glad you put that right here on the air so I could try. I have a new answer for that anyway. But, you know, I would just think it'd be a natural, though. Some of the things Doug was trying to say about wrestling is, you know, you learn to cut weight. You have to work hard to cut weight. A lot of one-on-one, you know, a sport, you know, where you're competing, you're trying to figure out a way. And there's different ways to score in wrestling, just like there's different ways to score in boxing, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get right down to it. You got to beat that other opponent. And you got to figure out what his weaknesses are and what your strengths are and try to gather that. So
yeah, man, a lot of it's worrying about your strength. I mean, there's times where you don't have to worry about that guy's strength. You know, it kind of ruins your game plan sometimes. So, you know, and that's where Jared Anderson, he came into our fight camp and kind of changed the atmosphere of our fight camp. I'm worrying about this guy, and he goes, dude, we need to worry about your strength. He goes, if that's his strength too, we want to be stronger there. Mm-hmm. So that my fight game just went on a whole new level in just in the last 3 weeks. So
T.J. Hepburn with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tell us a little bit about your opponent. He's also undefeated, 5-0, Ryan Schell. And again, for the fans out there, you're not going to see a lot of guys in the RFA that are 22-1 or things like this. Either you're getting started or you've taken a couple of lumps and you're kind of coming back and trying to get things going again. So you're down for two professional wins. He's got five. What do we know about him?
Tough guy, wrestling background, hits hard. I mean, just a tough guy. He's not a guy you're going to hit one time and he's just going to fold up. So he's gonna have to duck because he's going to have a few punches coming at his head because he's a guy, like I said, you can't throw one punch and be done. You got to throw him in bunches. So I personally think he might try taking me down, but, you know, I'm not going to have that stuck in my head and go in there and get knocked out. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't have a complete fight plan going into this fight. A lot of it is you get in the cage, you figure it out.
What is the future here? I mean, how quickly do you get your next fight? How long has it been since your last fight? How quick do you want to keep things moving? Especially if you win, I know they like to keep you moving along at a pretty good pace.
Yeah, that's a good question because I was on a year and a half long break. Mm. You know, I just fought in December back in Rhode Island. And I beat a guy third round, but that was my first fight in a year and a half, so way too long. So after this fight, take a week off maybe, get right back into fight camp, and whoever calls me, I mean, they call me for April, I'm ready.
And you guys, and I want you to be able to give a plug here for, you have a little bit, talk about the guys you're working with, but talk about the camp you're out of and some of the guys you've been working with and how that helps get you guys fights and moving forward.
Yes, fighting for 802 MMA. For anyone who doesn't know what that is, that's in Kearney CrossFit Building. So west of town, big Kearney CrossFit Building, you go in, there's a cage and mats. Every time you say it, people go, well, there's a CrossFit building there. I go, well, if you walk in, you see a cage in there too. But this fight camp, my biggest workout partner has been Enrique Torres. My guy's a bigger fighter. His last fight was at 190. Enrique walks around like 210. So we're getting his weight down right now. So he's been my biggest fight partner just because my game is take guys down, keep him down. Enrique is a big guy. He's a smart fighter, good jiu-jitsu. He's not easy to keep down. Other partner, Rafian Stotts, two-time national champ, knows how to get off his back. Great wrestler, has great hips, and that guy does not stop moving. He is a pain in the butt to work out with. You hold him down, and he's kicking, and you're eating an elbow. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, I walked around with a black eye from that guy. He's socking me way too many times. So, I mean, those have been my two biggest fights. Oh, and Stotts is a southpaw. Ryan Schell is a southpaw. Really important going into a fight, you know, the style of the guy you're going to fight. So, you know, I've been working those two day in and day out, and they've just been kicking my butt. So I think I'm ready for this fight.
Well, we get ready, and again, it's this Friday night. If folks want to check it out at Pershing Center, give me a little bit. Enrique was unable to be with us here today. Yeah. Can you tell us anything about his fight? He's still going to be fighting on the amateur card against Zach Hughes.
Yeah, this is a great fight for Enrique. Tough opponent, but Enrique's mindset going into his fight, his wrestling, working out with me and two-time national champ Rafian Stotts, I mean, his wrestling has just exploded in the last 4 weeks. So I doubt this guy's going to be able to stop his takedowns and be able to get out on Enrique. I mean, he's an experienced fighter. I think he's 12-1, 13-1. I mean, he's got a lot of fights. So his experience and his wrestling that he's just picked up should win him this fight. I mean, I think he's going to handle this kid, no problem.
T.J. Hepburn, before we let you get out of here and probably go get a little sleep, it sounds, with the way you're...
I just woke up.
Okay, well, then there you go. You got a little nap in, a little overnight. What about, since you're here in Kearney, you're still able to follow the Lopers. You know the guys up there.
Yep.
They're going to have their hands full going to Nationals with six guys. But, again, they win a regional title, and, again, they're really darn good.
The thing with UNK Wrestling, every year people got... I mean, there's some kind of doubt. Oh, this kid's hurt. These guys peak at the right time. I mean, these guys... I've been wrestling for a long time. I've been in a room. I know the system. You know, injuries occur. But for some reason, come national times, our guys, I mean, they're not the same wrestlers. You saw them a week before, you know, a month before. So they're only bringing six guys. That's, you know, that's kind of a, you know, a downer there. But, you know, there's six guys that can step up to the plate and score some points. I mean, you can go to nationals with five guys, and guys start getting majors and text falls. Those points, that matters. You know, and you always... you always want a guy on the backside who's going to come back and win a lot of matches. I mean, that's really where national titles are won, is that backside. So.
Now the Lopers are going to be heading to Cleveland on the 14th and 15th for the Division II National Championships, and this Friday at Pershing Center in Lincoln. You know, for the fans that are sad that they don't get to play basketball at Pershing anymore, we can go watch some RFA going on this Friday night. Again, if the card holds as it is, it looks like we've got about 7 amateur bouts and 6 professional bouts. So you're right there on the main card. Again, Dakota Cochran, who has ties here, he'll be fighting as well. So, TJ, anything else we need to know?
No, I mean, for those that can't make the fights, Fanatics, they're going to be hosting it. They're going to have drink specials. So, you know, come out, watch the fights, and you know, look for a knockout.
All right. It sounds great. TJ, best of luck. Always love having you on, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
TJ Hepburn with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates just a tap away on the Geico app.
See your way to safer driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. Save $10 per pair on top of the line Bosch Icon wiper blades after mail-in rebate. Philips Extreme Vision Twin Pack Capsules provide up to 100% more light than standard halogen bulbs and come with a $20 mail-in rebate. See store for details now through March 29th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations or visit CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
They're playing basketball.
Dawson, a three-pointer, bingo.
Drive it and score and draw the foul and a chance to tie it. The rebound, back up and in.
Through both of the state tournaments, Platte River Radio coverage of high school basketball is presented by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com, and by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Click out PlatteRiverPreps.com for time, stations, and streaming.
A layup, and it's up and in.
And that's the ball game.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our listening area early today. We'll see generally sunny conditions along with breezy south winds as highs warm up to 24 this afternoon. And expect partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 9 above. Right now it's 10 degrees.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. B and C Boys District Basketball action tonight. Encourage you folks. I know we've had a lot of folks on our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com for a variety of reasons. You can listen to the games live. You can go back and listen to the podcasts of any of our broadcasts of high school and Hastings College athletics. And, of course, there's photos up from numerous games that we do on Classic Hits 98.9, not only from basketball but from wrestling, the state championships, the state duels over the weekend, sub-district and district. We were out at North Platte on Friday. We're going to be there again tonight. I've got the Ravenna-Kimball game on 98.9. Mike Will will have the Donovan-Trumbull-Sutton game on the Breeze, 94.5. We've got the Overton game with Randy and Jeff here on ESPN against Cambridge. That's tonight at Holdridge. So that gets underway. All of them at 7 o'clock, plus Cozad and Valentine are up at Broken Bow. The B5 semifinals are over at Grand Island Northwest tonight as well, and that gets underway at 6 o'clock. Game 1 will have Holdridge against Northwest, followed by Lexington and Aurora. Then the finals of that tomorrow, and all the Class D finals are tomorrow. And the games that we will have for you include... Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. I said Overton. That's tomorrow here. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic are tonight here on ESPN. Overton, Cambridge tomorrow here on ESPN. We'll have the Shelton Fullerton game on the Breeze 94.5 and the Kennesaw Elwood game on Classic Hits 98.9 on Tuesday. So that's all coming up. UNK basketball finished with wins over Central Oklahoma on Friday night, and that means that they will now advance on to the MIAA tournament, and that is always good news. A little bit at a time, and the Lopers will play tonight for the women, and then tomorrow for the men. The men will take on Lindenwood. That is at 7 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center on Tuesday. And for the women, they get another crack at Fort Hays State, who they've seen a whole lot here lately. And Coach Kevin Chaney on the road has a chance to give us a couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show with me, Doug Duda, and Jim Langan. Coach, good morning and congratulations on continuing the season.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
We talked to you, I think maybe the last time was right around the first time that you guys played Hayes, and then we talked to you a little bit after that. You needed to make a little bit of a run. You got into the tournament. You didn't sweep the last four games or anything like that, but you were playing some pretty good competition, and you got some nice wins. Well, what have you seen from your team here over the last two, three weeks?
Well, you know, they really pulled together. They pulled together, played together as a team. You know, we did some good things, knocked down some shots, played some defense, and you know, really got after it and competed. So sometimes this time of the season, you got to weather the storm. Teams are really good, we did that. We did that, and we competed. And you know, end of the game, you want to knock down free throws. We did that as well too. So we're on a roll, playing well, and excited about our game tonight.
Well, Hayes, obviously the fifth seed, they've beaten you a couple of times, and they have got this 6'4" center and Kate Lehman that's just an all-conference player and has really given you guys fits. Third time that you're going to face her, what do you still have to harp on to try and slow her down?
Well, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want to slow her down. You know, we're going to trap her like we did before, but you know, this time we're going to try not to foul her and put her on the free throw line. She gets to the line more than anybody in the conference, and you know, we're going to do our best to throw something different at her this time, and just try to slow her down. We don't have the personnel to stop her, but we do definitely want to slow her down, at least keep her at her average or a little bit below her average.
Just found out as well, Coach, Amara Williams is the Conference Player of the Week. Just your thoughts.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know that. You know, Amara's done really well, you know, trying to be consistent. It's kind of different when you have a person of her size, you know, getting fouls and not getting fouls and being able to stay in the game and play. So really proud of her. She's, you know, giving it a good effort on both ends of the floor, starting to pick up her rebounds like I know she's capable of. Her scoring has always been there, but, you know, I need her to be getting double, at least 10 or more rebounds every game as well, too. She's starting to do that, so very deserving.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langan here. I know Fort Hays State has been, you know, very tough for you to compete with the last couple times you've played them. Are you going to use the shot clock a little bit here? Are you going to do anything a little bit different, or are you just going to go right after them?
You know, we are going to change things up a little bit. We definitely want to transition and get up and down the floor on them, but, you know, we're going to play a little bit differently. We're going to defend them a little bit better. We got to keep this score down. We don't want the score up around 80, 90. Not good for us. So we want to keep that score down a little bit. So we're going to change up our defense a little bit, throw some different looks at them, and try to contain the two kids that scored a lot, and that's Mason and Lehman, and try to, you know, keep their numbers down where we can keep that score down.
talking for just another minute here with Coach Kevin Chaney on game day as the Loper women play tonight at 7 o'clock against Fort Hays State. Your thoughts, you want to win, you want to keep on moving. If you win, you take on Missouri Southern on Thursday. I know you're probably not looking past today, but how important would it be to I guess, keep the season going, take that next step? Because that's, as I mentioned before you came on, we're just trying to take steps right now, get to the next level, get to the next level, and it's a year-by-year process.
Absolutely, and, you know, making the playoffs for the second time in my tenure here is fantastic. You know, and we're going to take it one game at a time, and the matchup at Missouri Southern is great for us, and it's a neutral court. That's the key thing is getting to that next step where it's a neutral court situation. We want to be in Kansas City just like our boys, and we hope that they can get there as well, too, after they win tomorrow night. So we would like for it to be a tandem, both the men and the women making it to Kansas City for that Elite Eight. We love the matchups on that side of the bracket. So, you know, we've got to take care of business tonight first and foremost.
And finally, Kevin, at some point the season will come to an end. Can you just talk a little bit about your seniors? I saw Nicole Arp here. I had one of the best games of her career down the stretch, and she's just one of those seniors.
Just a fantastic group of three seniors. You know, they have been leaders both in the classroom and on the court for us. Just very likable, mature young ladies who have done a great job in representing UNK athletics. Can't say enough about them. They've really rallied and led the team down the stretch. You know, they started the game and they ended the game on the floor, giving guidance to the youngsters as well. So can't say enough about them because they really put forth an effort this season with the adversity that we've had with injuries as well, to really bounce back and make the playoffs. So, you know, they've done a great job for us. God bless them. Hard to replace, but we're really excited that they still have the opportunity in the postseason.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. Wish you the best of luck tonight, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, gentlemen. Jim, Doug, appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Good luck to you.
He is the head coach of the UNK women, Kevin Chaney. Obviously, it's a 12-5 matchup, so you know what's in front of you. It's going to be very tough for the Lopers tonight. They're playing probably the one player that has given them the most fits of anybody in the conference this year. So it'll be a tall task, and that's not trying to be funny. 6-4 for their main opposition today down at Fort Hays State and Kate Lehman. So yeah, she's still going to be 6-4 when they play again tonight. You know, you might have a three-point shooter that's hot one night, not the next. No, she's going to be 6-4 every time you play her.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, Fort Hays State's going to be tough at home, but I'll tell you what, Coach Chaney and his players did a great job this weekend. You know, they played Wednesday and Friday, and they needed to get those two wins, get the momentum going, you know, and just to get in. And, hey, they took care of business at home, and they had a big lead in the one game and held on, you know. So, but they've competed well, and, you know, they played Pittsburgh State, which a team I think is pretty good, and I watched them play against Pittsburgh State, and I thought they played really well. You know, they kind of got on a – Pittsburgh State got on a couple 12-2 runs, you know, and that just, you know, next thing you know, you get two of those, and that's a 20-point difference in the score. And then the rest of the game, the other, you know, 36 minutes, they played them pretty tough. So, yeah, so they have a chance, but it's a 12-5 matchup.
And if they win, it's on to Kansas City to play Missouri Southern. For the men, tomorrow night they take on Lindenwood. For the Lopers, they tied Emporia State in Washburn for sixth place and won the tiebreaker over both. UNK outlasted Lindenwood 98-96 at home. That was when Connor Baranek had 40 points before the Christmas break. So they're playing Lindenwood with a different team. Anybody that they hadn't played since Christmas, they're not going to be the same UNK team. One of the main reasons is Ethan Brozek, and not just because of what he does as a scorer, but what he can open up for the other guys. So really like the Loper men's chances tomorrow.
Yeah, I would think so. They're really, you know, if you look at them and the way they've played in the last month and a half, and even Coach Kropp thought they would be good when they started second semester. He said that in November, you know, right after they played the University of Nebraska in that exhibition game. He said, this team's, we can, you know, hold the fort down and get things rolling. We're going to be pretty competitive. And they were, and they're fun to watch.
And if they win, then they would advance on to play Missouri Southern in Kansas City on Friday night. We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more to talk about. We'll look at some Hastings College athletics, high school state brackets. Plus, we'll be talking with John Kyle, the head coach at St. Cecilia. Stay with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, fired up for the month of March. Stop by and see them. They know it's got to warm up out there for you, but if you want to see their inventory online, a great place to do it on your computer at thinkmidway.com. It's a better way. Midway, a better way at thinkmidway.com. And maybe it's time after this recent rash of weather to get your car serviced, get it taken care of, maybe get the tires balanced and rotated. They'll do that for you. 30-minute oil change or less. Make your appointment today by contacting Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our listening area early today. We'll see generally sunny conditions along with breezy south winds as highs warm up to 24 this afternoon. And expect partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 9 above. Right now, it's 10 degrees.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time for our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you over the weekend if the NBA should add a four-point shot. There's been some discussion on that. 71% said no. 29% said, heck yeah, put that four-point shot in. We talked to T.J. Hepburn. Start the show off today, RFA 13, coming up Friday night in Lincoln. Our poll question today is more of a question of interest. Do you like and watch the MMA? MMA MMA, RFA, any of the mixed martial arts. How many of you out there enjoy and watch MMA? All you have to do is vote at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Hastings College basketball teams both eliminated in the GPAC semifinals over the weekend. The women will definitely be in, and the men, who are ranked as high as, what was it, sixth in the country, I believe I said, they've got a wait and see on the bubble if they get in. Sure hope they do. It's been a good season, 21-10, but that's a bubble when it comes to the NAIA, and we hope that Coach Gavers and his crew get in after losing to the number one seed in Dort on Saturday. So that's what's going on with Hastings College. We talked about the UNK basketball and wrestling. Nebraska women just... one of those things. They were on the road yesterday, and Purdue has always given them more than they want, and they played a lot of overtime games. So Purdue and Nebraska battled yesterday, but the Huskers fell behind 28-7 in yesterday's game. They lost 82-66, and they will be the number three seed in the Big Ten tournament, and that gets underway Thursday in Indianapolis. The women will get a first-round bye and take on either Minnesota or Wisconsin. The game will tip off at around 8 o'clock on Friday night. So unless you got a really late game at the state tournament, you'll be able to catch that as well. The Nebraska men get a nice game from Siobhan Shield, 17-10, to defeat Northwestern 54-47 Saturday. They have held seven straight opponents under 40% shooting from the field. They've always played pretty good defense, Jimmy. It's the offense that's been a problem, and it was again, but Northwestern also plays that style of ball.
Yeah, you know, they, the University of Nebraska, that game really got down to a couple possessions there where somebody came up and hit a shot with about 2 minutes to go, or, hey, somebody missed some free throws or whatever. But Nebraska just held on enough to make it so they did have to get into that last second shot. Who wins the game at the buzzer? You know, they kind of took care of business with about 35 seconds to go. But like you said, Northwestern did a really good job of keeping the tempo. I think when you go on the road, you want to keep the score as low as possible when you're trying to pull off an upset in the Big Ten, and that's what they did. Northwestern did a really good job of controlling the tempo, and Nebraska had to find a way to win a game in a game where they maybe didn't play their best and had to find a way to win a game where it was at that tempo. Huge win for them because they all are so important at this time.
Joe Lunardi has Nebraska as the second team out right now, two off the radar. So if they lose, will they drop or not? They didn't drop when they lost to Illinois last week. Big game. All of a sudden, don't look now. We were so fired up that Nebraska's five of their last six opponents were below them in the standings. Indiana is as hot as they've been all year. They're fighting for a berth in the NCAA tournament as well. And if it came down to Indiana, Nebraska, I wonder who the committee is going to take.
They're going to take the winner of this game. I'll guarantee you that.
They're going to take Indiana.
They're going to
exact same resume. They're going to take Indiana.
Hey, you know what, Doug? I'll tell you what. I think they do a better job than they used to. You know, Nebraska beat Georgia this year. Georgia is third in the Southeastern Conference. That's when they look back and they're starting to get on these bubble teams. It's how you're playing right now. Let's be honest about that. And that's why we're talking about Nebraska. But when it gets right down to it, Nebraska did beat Georgia. That was a huge win for them. They lost to UAB. UAB is eighth in their conference. And there's some other teams they're playing. Louisiana Tech won at Oklahoma. So they're when it gets right down to it, there's about 10 spots here. But I think this Nebraska-Indiana game is absolutely huge because how I think Nebraska played Indiana already, haven't they?
Nebraska is going to go 1-1 this week.
Okay.
Will you take it? Because Wisconsin right now looks like they're the best team in the league, and they come in on Sunday. We'll find out. Right now, though, I'm sure he's waiting for my scouting report on Dundee County Stratton, who I got to see play on Friday. He's the head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, John Kyle. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, great to have you on. Are you worried? Are you nervous? Are you fired up? I mean, you lost those three games in the toughest portion of the schedule, and you've won everything else. Are you satisfied with where you're at?
Well, we're definitely happy to be there. You know, that's always one of the goals is to get to the state tournament. And, you know, we're going to have a good field in Class C2, so that's going to be tough. You know, but we're in a position where if we get hot, we can play with anybody that's down there. And so we're pretty happy that we're in the number two seed.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, I was going to just say, you talk about the toughest schedule in Class C2. I mean, you've got four schools that are in the C1 state tournament. and you've played four of those schools, and you're 3-2 against the C1 competition. You played the number one seed Grand Island Northwest in Class B. Blue Hill, who I think is really good, didn't even make the tournament in C2. Your schedule just is amazing, and I would think just looking at your state tournament, you know, I would rather play the C2 field than the C1 field, and you've already played the C1 field.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, and you could even throw in Fran, who is a pretty good Class B1 school. You know, we played them too. And so our schedule really tested us all year. We had a lot of really good teams on there and fared pretty well. You know, I think those three teams that you talked about have a combined record of 71-3. And so those C1 teams are pretty darn good. And that B team, Northwest. But, you know, I think hopefully that will help us down there. I think our experience from last year and that strength of schedule will really serve us well as we get there Thursday.
John Kyle, head coach, Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us here. I saw Dundee County Stratton beat Ravenna, got behind early. This is a program that hasn't been to state. This is all new for those girls. They are so excited, and I know the community is so excited just to get there. And sometimes that's a downfall for a team because maybe they've already attained their goal. But they like to get up and down the floor, and the number one team that likes to get up and down the floor on your schedule was Minden, and you gave them more fits than anybody else has this season. So I assume you kind of like your matchup.
Yeah, I think so. And anytime you're the 2 seed, you know, you're pretty happy with being there. And they have a good team, though. They played real well against Ravenna. I watched some of that game film, and they can attack the basket really well. They play pretty good defense. And so it's not going to be an easy game by any means. But hopefully, like you said, them being there for the first time, maybe they won't be looking to win a game necessarily. But hopefully our experience from last year will serve us well.
You're never the tallest team. You got a little height. It seemed to me that the Tigers hit the boards pretty good. They got a lot of not only defensive boards, but a lot of offensive boards, and they're a pretty good rebounding team.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that I highlighted when I was watching them is that they really offensive rebound well and get putbacks and create a lot of problems that way. And so that's one area that we're going to have to take care of, try to hold them to one shot and get the ball and go on the offensive possession. But you know, down there, you always have to shoot well, too. That's one of the things that I wrote just a little while ago, is that we're going to need to shoot well. You know, and any team down there has to do that. You know, you can shoot decent and still win a game, but if you get below 30% shooting, it's just too tough with those good teams.
Yeah, Coach, I think that's true. I think I did notice that a couple times when you did get beat, and of course, you know, we're talking about some really good teams, but it was Northwest and Kearney Catholic where they kind of, you know, the game was not close. All the other games you had were very close. That you were right in the 20s. You were only scoring about 20 points in those games, so you're right. If there's a downfall of your team, it's to being able to score. It's not defensively. It's not getting back, but it's the ability to score.
Well, and I think that holds true with a lot of teams that play those teams you're talking about. They play such good defense. I mean, Northwest has, you know, had another heck of a year, and I think they could make a good run at state in Class B. You know, and Minden and Kearney Catholic both play excellent defense. Minden wants to get a lot more possessions out of a game, but Kearney Catholic, you know, you look at some of their scores that they've held teams in the teens, and so they play good defense. So, you know, hopefully that'll serve us well. You never know, but you want to, when you get open shots, you definitely want to put them in the hoop.
Just a couple of moments left here with John Kyle, the head coach of the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes. They will play at 2 o'clock at Lincoln Southwest on Thursday afternoon. A team that made it to the state championship. Crofton won it last year. Could be a Crofton-St. Cecilia rematch, but Pender, who's the 2 seed, their only losses to Grand Island Northwest, and then they got upset by Homer, so they're actually in on a wild card. But, Coach, you made it and have done what you've done this year with just 2 seniors on this team. First, talk about those 2 seniors, and then how you've been able to do it with these underclass men, underclass ladies.
Well, they're both great seniors for us. You know, Morgan Nicola has been on the team for 4 years, and this will be her 3rd state tournament. We won it in 11, and she was a big part of that as a freshman. So, you know, she has a ton of experience that hopefully will help her and help the team. And then Maddie Swanka, she's another senior for us who's like a coach. On, you know, when she's out there on the floor or on the bench, she'll recognize things and see things that really help us out. And those 2 seniors have really helped this team develop over the course of the year. We weren't sure where we were going to be at coming into the season. We had some new faces and new players, and those 2 really, you know, took the team by the reins and got us where we're going.
Just your thoughts. You touched on it for just a minute there, but your thoughts on the field. I mean, it could be Pender semifinals, Crofton finals. I mean, Crofton's ranked in the all-class top 10.
Yeah, and great field. You know, C2, we've said it all year, the parity in C2 girls is really good. And any of those teams, you know, even Homer you mentioned, and any of those teams can really advance and really rock the boat, so to speak, because they're all capable and have a lot of good players. And if they get hot, anything can happen.
Well, congratulations to Homer. They won. They beat Pender, and so they get to draw them in the first round of the state tournament. That's a lot of fun. But the games will be on 1230 KHAS, and hopefully the championship games will be here on ESPN, and hopefully St. Cecilia will be a part of that. John, great job with these ladies again, and best of luck this weekend.
Oh, we appreciate it, and always good to talk to you guys.
All right, take care, Coach. Coach John Kyle, man, I mean, they got a program there, Jimmy. They got a program, and they play people. They've got a program, they play people, and Pender stepped up and played a couple. They were in that Wayne Holiday tournament. That's how they faced Grand Island Northwest, and they ended up playing Northwest in the championship. And Crofton, my goodness, it's like they've got 25 games, 20 of them, they've hit 70 points or something like that. Huh? Whew.
Yeah, St. John's done a really good job with this St. Cecilia group, because if you look at their scores, they're beating people 40-20.
60 points,
you
by
know,
Jeff.
Yeah, but I mean, but St. Cecilia will defend. St. Cecilia gets into a game that people are not going to score very many points against them. I mean, he was talking about how other people play defense. His team can play defense, and I'll tell you what, if they do not get back, St. Cecilia will get the ball to the other end of the floor about as fast as anybody else. They will look for that transition really quick. Then they get into that half-court game. And St. Cecilia, you know, if, like I said, if there's any weakness they have, it's the half-court game when they get in there. But that's not – they're not weak. You know, they're just average. You know what I mean? They're just average, but they're strong at everything else.
Well, by the way, Crofton at 13, so half of their games they've got 70, and probably 20 of their games they've got 60 or more. I mean, there is reason why some of these teams are in the all-class top 10. I think the top of these classes this year are about as good as we've seen. I mean, Minden's about as good as we've seen. And they still need to win their first state championship, and they're going to try and do that. And Northwest is the number one seed. And Kearney, even though they're the number seven seed, I think their guard play is good enough to carry this team, and that showed by beating Bellevue East, who got in on the wild card. Bellevue East, Bellevue West will play each other. So there's some darn good basketball teams.
Well, you know, you got in Class B, you've got Northwest and Holdridge, who are the 1 and 3 seeds. You know, you got Kearney High that qualifies as a 7th seed. And then, you know, you've got Minden and Kearney Catholic. They're the 1 and 3 seeds. You got St. Cecilia, who's the 2 seed. You know, when you get a little further west, I mean, North Platte, St. Pat's, you know, I mean, they're the 3 seed. You know, so in our area, you know, we've got some teams that have a chance to actually win some state championships. I wouldn't be surprised if we had a couple in our area. I mean, maybe 3 that'll come home, you know, and win state championships.
Well, Kearney and Arapahoe are the 7 seeds. They'll have tough draws. Arapahoe does draw Friend. Friend's only loss is to Hastings St. Cecilia. So in case you haven't seen it, heard it, need to know it, and you can always find out more at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here are the radio games on our network of stations on Thursday in Class A. Kearney High, and unfortunately, Kearney and Kearney Catholic play at the same time, because it'd be nice to be able to go down as a fan and watch both of them play. Hopefully they can both win, and then you'll be able to do that on Friday. But on the opening day, Kearney High will be here on ESPN Radio at 3:45 from the Pinnacle Bank Arena against Omaha Benson. Note to folks, if you haven't been to Pinnacle Bank yet, you better familiarize yourself. You're going to have to find a place to park, and it's probably going to be even tougher for the boys, because there's always more tennis for the boys. But keep that in mind. Things are a little bit different than years and years and years where you just pull up to a high school parking lot or Pershing or the Devaney, park your car, and walk your block or two. A little bit different situation. So if you haven't been to a Husker game down there yet, you better pay attention. There's a article in the Journal Star about that yesterday. You can see it online. So anyway, Kearney Benson, 3:45 here on ESPN. Then we will have the Northwest Sydney game, and that's going to be on the Breeze 94.5 at 9 a.m. from Pinnacle Bank. That'll be kind of cool. The first high school game ever played there. That'll be on the Breeze 94.5 against Sydney. And then in Class C1 on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden Lincoln Lutheran at 9 a.m. Kearney Catholic Wahoo Newman at 3:45. Those games are at the Sports Center. As we said, St. Cecilia will play Dundee County Stratton at Lincoln Southwest, 2 o'clock Thursday on 1230 AM KHAS. And then for Giltner, it looks like the first game on a Thursday night will be on the Breeze. Is that correct? We will put Giltner Crawford on the Breeze at 7 o'clock from Lincoln North Star. And if they advance, then we will put their games on Classic Hits 98.9 because of Storm Hockey on the Breeze. But nonetheless, all six championship games this week and next are here on ESPN Radio, the only station in the state that brings you all of the championships. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
There. As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
More exciting postseason basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The girls' state tournament runs Thursday through Saturday, and Monday and Tuesday it's boys' district action. On Monday, Class C here on ESPN, Kearney Catholic takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. On the Breeze 94.5, Sutton battles Donovan Trumbull. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna battles Kimball. Then Tuesday, it's Shelton Fullerton, Overton Cambridge, and Elwood Kennesaw. It's boys' district action Monday and Tuesday right here. Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday program. Got a lot coming up later on in the week as we get closer. More state tournament coaches, just keeping you busy, just like you are out on the farm. And you can help yourself save a little time with the new T&L Precision Point Control 3 with GPS. The TLPPC 3 allows you to control speed, direction, end gun, and auto stop locations with GPS right from your home, right from your phone, right from your computer. Wherever you can control that GPS, you'll be able to do it with the TLPPC 3. You combine that with their continuously moving hydrostatic power design, and you'll get the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. So folks, don't mess it up. You want to get more money, you're going to put the time in, you're going to put the work in, you just will have the best when it comes to irrigation, and T&L is there for you. Go online to TLIRR.com, or you can contact your T&L dealer today. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that work and easier on you for a lifetime. The new Associated Press Top 25 Men's Basketball poll is out, and with everybody seeming to lose, there wasn't a whole lot of changes, although Creighton does fall from 9 to 13. Florida, Wichita State, Arizona, Duke, and Virginia are the top five. Then Villanova, Syracuse, Kansas. Wisconsin is number 9 as they come in this Sunday to Lincoln. And San Diego State Jimmy's team is number 10. You still like them?
Oh, I still like them, yeah.
I'm calling them your team.
Why is that?
Because you got on them early this year.
Yeah, I was, after they beat Kansas, anybody could see that one.
So there you go. Michigan State has tumbled to number 22. This just in. Unless they get healthy. This just in. This is not going to be the year they make a run. They're always so good in the tournament. It's going to be hard to get a team together to go to the Final Four or Elite Eight again for Michigan State. It'll be interesting to see where they end up getting seated. So, Michigan State, that there is the latest AP Top 25. Congratulations to Grand Island, Amherst, David City, and Omaha Scutt. They won the state duels championships at the UNK Health and Sports Center on Saturday. And this is, again, one of those things that needs a discussion with wrestling people. And again, I know not everybody's a wrestler, not everybody's an MMA, not everybody's a basketball person, everybody's a football person in this state, but it's missing something. It's missing something. And I don't know, I mean, I didn't even hear the Kearney crowd like you hear it in Omaha or back in the day in Lincoln. I mean, they were there, but it was different, and we did it wall-to-wall coverage here on ESPN and Classic Hits, and it was some great matches and fun to watch. But, you know, the coaches gave me a good explanation. We are selfish as fans because there were opportunities to maybe move a kid at a weight class. They'll move a kid to avoid people, but to move a kid where you could see some great rematches. In fact, when Millard South dueled Grand Island in the championship, you could have had rematches from the two Grand Island young men that lost to the two Millard South young men at the state finals, and neither one of them wrestled each other in the duel. I mean, that's what people want to see, and I'll be interested to see how long the duel format can continue. The coaches said, you know what, these guys deserve, I'm not going to bump another kid just to move around. You know, I'm not going to take a opportunity away from another kid that's earned it just because we could maybe see this matchup. And that's a point well taken, but I think it's still got some growing to do with the state duel tournament.
Yeah, and I know specifics. The one thing you want to do is you want to try to figure out how you can beat that other team. So if you're going to move people away and go, hey, we can get 6 points here, we can get 6 points there, and you know what? We have a wrestler that may not get pinned. He may compete well enough that he won't get pinned by that guy. Hey, you know, we're actually gaining something, you know, by not having these two and taking that risk. So I think, you know, a wrestling coach, I would think, would sit down with his assistants for quite a long time and prepare each group what we're going to do. That's what you're trying to do. It's all about matchups and how to figure out a way that you win that. You have, at no time are you going to sit there and go, boy, we need to have these two guys wrestle so it'll be exciting for the fans to watch. It's got to be about, hold it, I got to make sure that we get enough points to beat that team. And I think that's the number one factor.
It's a whole different deal than going to Omaha where you're just trying to get your kid to the next level, to the next level to win the match. Here, you're trying to do it for your team. And I asked and Tyler Herman was the guy, one of the guys. I asked him about it. We had a potential of the Bailey kid from Sutton wrestling the state champion Brian Weeches of Amherst. They're not at the same weight. And let's face it, Amherst was crushing Sutton. There was not going to be, I mean, if they would have moved around, it would not have had any impact on who won the duel. And he goes, yeah, but then you're taking away the opportunity from the kid that's supposed to be wrestling at that weight. So I thought that was a very fine answer. We want to see the matchup of the guys that were in the state finals, but it's not the fault of any team that that's the way that it happened to fall. So
yeah, Coach Herman's got a kid that's spent all year long trying to get ready at this weight class, and that's his weight class. And he knew maybe, I mean, I don't know which kid this is, but I'm just talking about, you know, all kids in total. He's probably not going to maybe even medal at the state meet. He might qualify, but now he's been all year long, he's been waiting, hey, I got a chance at this guy, and this is the only time I ever get to wrestle him, and I want my one shot at him. And all of a sudden, hey, we're going to move things around, and you're not going to get to do this today. That really hurt me as a wrestler. I'd be going, hey, I cut weight all year long for this. You know, so he wanted that one chance at him to see what he could do. Right.
Good point. I mean, that's just an answer that I know a lot of fans had to a question. So I wanted to pass that out there. The Storm did not have a good weekend, and the Nebraska baseball team, I'm not sure they had a good weekend. They competed and went 1-2. We talked about it last week, Jimmy, that 2-1 would be a good weekend, and they had to salvage a game yesterday just to get one out at the Citadel.
Yeah, and you know, Nebraska's baseball schedule is extremely tough, and it has to be for them to compete. Because and again, anybody in the northern part where it's cold like this, you know, you've got to play some games in February and March, and it's going to be not in Lincoln.
Also, the Huskers have been accepted to the 2015 Houston College Classic that's played at the home field of the Houston Astros. Listen to this field: Baylor and Houston, LSU, Mississippi State, Texas A&M with Coach Childress, and Rice, and then Nebraska. They will play in that tournament next March. I mean, I know it's going to be over a weekend of one of the state tournaments, but that's kind of one of those things that you might want to make a little trip on. You might want to plan. I mean, they used to play in the Dairy Queen Classic up in Minneapolis. Husker fans would go up there and know that they were going to see some good baseball. And this will be different. This will be Houston. You can get some flights down there. This would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be a really exciting trip. And like you say, again, when you look at those teams, then you go, hey, let's try to go a little above 500. Well, how many teams did you think want to go over 500 in that tournament?
And Kearney Legion Baseball, their organizational meeting is tonight at the Kearney High School math area at 6:30. Coach Archer told me, he goes, I know there's some of the kids that are even going to be playing tonight, like at Kearney Catholic. They've got their district final tonight and some other things going on. So if you need to, please contact Coach Archer. But they would love to have all boys grades 9 through 12 and their parents interested in playing Legion Baseball for either Kearney Runza, Little Caesars, Post 52, or Five Points to be at the organizational meeting tonight, 6:30 at the Kearney High math area. There you go. Anything else to add, James?
No, I think we got the girls' state tournament. We've got district boys. We're going to make some, find out who's going to go to state, who's not. And boy, I'll tell you what, there are some people that are not their season. They don't know for sure if they're alive or not alive because they need some bright people to win. They may not be cheering for that team very often, but tonight they will be. Yeah. one of their biggest foes, they're going to be cheering for them one time one time only.
Who's that basketball team here watching us tonight? Yeah. They're rooting for you.
They're rooting for us tonight.
Yeah. One more thing. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Mark. Have you ever coached girls sports, Jimmy Lang?
Yeah, well, I was a girls track coach, high school track coach, and then I coached junior high girls basketball at SCM and at Ravana. But yeah, and I was a head volleyball coach for 2 years. Did you know that, Doug?
No.
Yeah, I was a head volleyball coach.
Where?
At Ravana. First win I ever had was over Ansley. You knew who coached at Ansley,
yeah,
don't you?
Pat Hovland.
Yeah, I'm 1-0 career. No, I'm 3-0 career-wise against her now. The GICC coach? We went over there and played Grand Island Central Catholic, and at that time we were like 2-2 or maybe 3-2, and went over there and I thought, hey, if we can just do this and that, we'll compete real well with Grand Island Central Catholic. And Howard Schumann was the AD at that time, even, a young Howard Schumann. So we go over there, we're playing, and we played the freshman game, and we got beat 15-2. So we got beat, pretty bad, and then we get the JV game did not go as well. And then in the varsity game, I think we got beat 15-4, 15-1. And so anyway, we stop at McDonald's, and the girls are, it's when they go, have you coached them or not? I mean, one of the things I learned real quick was that they got over the loss way faster than I did. And we're at McDonald's, and they're all kind of having a good time, and I stood up and I go, hey, listen, we just got beat 90-11. Because if you had all the games, we got beat 90-11. And one of the girls looks at me and goes, man, no sense crying over spilt milk. And I said, good idea.
So give me an apple pie.
Yeah, here we go. We go into McDonald's. That's the end of it.
Oh, man. I did. See, there's my something I learned today. I knew you coached just about everything, but I didn't. I mean, I didn't know that.
Do you think I said something to offend a St. Cecilia fan when I was talking about the girl, and that's why they wanted to pipe in? I hope it wasn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think St. Cecilia's got a great girls' basketball team. Hopefully, I didn't think that I offended anybody on that. Yeah.
I'm glad the email came, because now I know some more.
There you go.
About Jimmy Langan. Hey, folks, you can find out more on the Doug and Daddy Show every single day just after 11 o'clock. Tomorrow, Damon Days in is my co-host, and we'll be talking with more state high school basketball coaches. We've got a lot more planned. Interesting articles from Tom Chattel and Steve Sipple. They got a chance to sit down with Coach Pelini over the weekend and find out a few things before we go to spring ball. The Huskers picked up a couple of couple more commits. There's a national boxing, WBO boxing world champion now from Nebraska that hasn't happened in a century, so that's pretty cool. We'll talk about all that. We want to thank T.J. Hepburn. Wish him the best of luck in his RFA fight at Pershing Auditorium Friday night. We want to thank Coach Kevin Chaney as the Lopers play their MIAA game tonight at Hayes, and to John Kyle of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jimmy, I'll see you Friday, man.
Yes.
Well, I won't see you, but I will talk to you.
Yes, well, you will.
Unless you come. Are you coming to Lincoln with me?
I might. Well, I don't know if I'm coming with you. But
you might be there?
Yeah, it's possible.
Awesome.
It's all right.
Awesome. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.